कोई भी अमीर ऐसी भी जगह है वकुल from the portion which is close to you in your plate. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this hadith. When this incident took place, it was very young, but he remembered that for life, and he is teaching, passing on this lesson to the ummah. Because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's every moment of life is an example for the ummah to follow till Qiyamah. Many, many lessons to be learned from this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is that Islam is a name of a complete life. Iman and Islam is not just the name of some rituals. Certain day, certain time, you do certain things and that's it. But is 24 of our life, every aspect of our life, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left a guidance for us that how we must go about things in our life. We are with Iman, we are Muslim, not only when we are in a masjid, or when somebody passed away, or when somebody having some function in the name of Deen and so on. But everything you do, what is a necessity and needs of life, you continue with everything, but just the direction, do the right way, and that is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-imanu bid'u wa sittuna shu'ba, more than 60 branches of iman. La ilaha illallah is one. Namaz is one. Zakat is one. Like that, more than 60 branches, 60 portions. It means all of that has to be in our life. Then our iman is complete. Ulama kiram has summarized this into the five. Aqaid, your beliefs about Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Jannat, about Jahannam, about the life of Qabr, about Taqdeer, about the angels. Believes is a chapter on its own. That it has to be a correct belief. That's why the most emphasis put in Islam is about belief that abstain from shirk. Shirk, there's bigger shirk, small shirk. A person do something good, even person performing salah, doing good, got wuzu, got park clothes, park place, everything perfect. But just the intention of a person changes, that is doing to show somebody, or for any worldly motive and gain, not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for that, now is no more tawheed, is a shirk. Where person don't even think how that can be a shirk. Namaz, ibadat, is become a shirk. So ibadat, the day comes, your beliefs, aqaid. Then you get ibadat. What's the ibadat? Worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different ibadats. Fasting for Allah, zakat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah for Allah ta'ala, ibadats. Then you get mu'amlat, your dealings. Obviously your dealings would not be with Allah ta'ala, dealings with another human being. How you deal with one another. How you talk to one another. Mu'asharat, how you live with one another. How you eat, how you sleep, how you drink, how you walk, how you talk, all this, and akhlaq, characters. So ulama has summarized 60 branches into the 5: aqaid, ibadat, ma'amlat, mu'asharat, akhlaq. All these things has to be in our life, then we can say we are on the right track of making ourselves a complete, full, 100% believer and a mu'min in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person, he was enemy of Islam, trying to look for the ways where he can make a mockery of people of Iman. He came by Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and says, you say your Nabi teach you lots of good things, but then we see your Nabi teaching you about the toilets also. He said it different way, like as a mockery. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, full of love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah ta'ala bless us also, or the shadow of it. He said, yes, what you say is correct. That is a quality of a father, the parents that teach child everything. Just imagine if a mother and a father do not teach a child about toilets, where you must urinate, what you must do, what you must not do. Then that child will not know how to even go to relieve oneself. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so kind to us, like our father, more than our father. He's teaching us everything in detail. He says, when we relieve ourselves, do not face the Qibla. Qibla is, we facing Qibla, namaz. Our toilets, position of the toilets in our houses or the factories, whatever, we have to think, is not mistake anyway. If it's facing Qibla, change it. Otherwise, at least when you're sitting, sit slightly different, right to the left, so you're not facing the Qibla. Alhamdulillah, when this sunnah become alive, then even the non-Muslims, builders, when they go build a house of a Muslim, ask them which side is the Qibla. Now from the non-Muslim's mouth and the builder, the word, to hear the word, the which side is the Qibla, because you're going to put the toilet now. This person is said, what you said? He said, something wrong with me, I never hear right. What you said? He said, no, which side is the Qibla? I said, Qibla? What you going to do with the Qibla? See, a Muslim says. He said, what's your teaching? You're not supposed to be facing the Qibla in the toilet. He said, how you know? He said, that's how I know. I know my job, that's how I know. I never get the license. If today your Sahabi, your Aziz Umar was alive, would give me license for business, not give you license, because you don't know your masalas. I know. Me being a non-Muslim, I would have got the license, and you would have got reject, fail. Go learn. When you wash yourself after relieving oneself, don't use the right hand. Right hand for eating, giving, taking, not the right hand. Use the left hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching. Detail everything. Before we use water, water is obviously has to be used to relieve one after relieving oneself. It's a cleanness water. But before the water, even today's time, because we're living such an environment, such an atmosphere around us, a lifestyle, tissue. Otherwise, right sunnah way is a sand. Many, many countries, even in Africa also, some countries, every toilet they have two buckets. One is then they used, one is unused, dry lamb, sand. Make istinja with that. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came by people of Quba. He says, how you special way of clean yourself? There is certain ways you have in your among yourself. So they got worried. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asking this question. He says, no, it's a good glad tiding for you. Nothing wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal about you a special habit of yours. Allah loved that habit of yours so much that Allah speaks about you in the Quran. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. That in that community, in that place of Quba, the people live, they love to clean themselves. Yeah, but every Muslim cleaned themselves. Every Sahabi used to keep themselves clean. But specifically this place, where Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, but what quality you have, how you clean yourself? Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. Allah loves them because of that specific quality. He said, Islam taught us water must use. But before we use water, we use a dry sand to relieve ourselves, dry the drops, everything properly. When we know, satisfy that no drops left now, place clean properly, then after that you use water. Says, yes, for this, because of this quality you have, Allah Ta'ala reveal about you in the Quran. So sometimes we see some people using toilet roll, we say, hey, you, what's wrong with you? No. That is a replacement. Before the water, this must be used, is getting one step closer to those Sahaba who Allah loves them because of this quality of cleanness. Sand observes water, sucks the water, takes in. So you're going to use, many things can come in front of you. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't use charcoal to clean yourself, because that is a food of jinnat, creation of Allah. Allah Ta'ala make that the food for the jinnat. Don't use charcoal. He said, don't use the glass, because that can hurt yourself. Don't urinate in a hole, because there is a possibility that inside there can be snake, scorpion, cockroach, any harmful, it can jump out and it can hurt you, can bite you. Do not urinate under the tree where the people taking a rest in the afternoon, where the shade, people come for shade. Look how much minute detail Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching. Which father, even today we become fathers, did we have a time for so many years to teach our children? Usko to chodo, hum log khud nahi jante kya sikhayenge bachcho ko. We have to learn ourselves first. To teach our children what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching is eating with him. Not telling him, namaz time, read namaz. Salat is there. Salah will come after. When got some understanding, now got some, learn some respect manner, after till up to the seven, say will not be even encouraged to come to the masjid even. Adab, respect not there. Leave them, got some understanding, they see you always performing salah, they will join themselves. But before 10, do not force even for salah. So waiting for the 10 to force them for salah, but not even waiting for 5 years age to give them the manners and akhlaq and the way of life. Not telling him to perform salah, namaz time, nagom, guzur, read salah. No. But when it comes to the habits, way of life, eating, yes, that's how you must eat, that's how you must not eat. Sammillah, first told him, say Bismillah. Then say, eat with your right hand. Eat from the plate, from your plate, eating everybody together, but don't take your hand to other people's sides. Eat from you, near you. 3 adab and the manner and the ethic of eating, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching, telling Ziwan, young boy. It teaches us that Islam is not only namaz, but Islam is in every aspect of our life, deen is there. And we are weak. We will not be remembering Allah Ta'ala all the time. But still we can be connected with our Allah. While we eating, enjoying ourselves, we can be still connected with Allah Ta'ala. If we just think while we eating, that I'm eating because my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught me how to eat follow his way of life, I'm eating with Bismillah. I'm making my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy. Our elders taught us so much adabs and ethics. A grandchild, who will not love to play with a grandchild? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometime on the minbar, giving khutbah, grandchildren coming running, he's carrying them while the khutbah is on. They're sitting on his shoulder. After a little while, they come down, sitting with Sahaba. What you must do? These are the grandchildren. That love. But when the person playing with a grandchild, your emotion, your desire, your love for them is there. You want that love from the inside is there. But our elders say, for the moment before you grab the child and take the child and hug the child, just for the moment pause and say to yourself, I'm not doing because I want it. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed love to the children, so for this sake I'm doing, take you straight to Jannah. It's dunya. It's not namaz. It's no ibadat as such we look at it, ibadat. But just dunya, daily life, but this will take you through sunnah straight to Jannah. Sunnat ke raaste Allah se milate. Aur sunnat ke raaste Jannah mein pahunchate. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching manners. How important this is, and if the person do not observe, it can be a problem for us. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting with Sahaba Ikram eating. One young girl came running, not the baligh, 5, 6, 7, came running and put the hand in the food, grabbing the food as she is very, very hungry. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before the food can go into her mouth, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grabbed the hand. Sit one side. Say Bismillah. Not even few minutes later, while they're still eating, one old man comes from nowhere. Nobody knows that old man. He pitched up from nowhere and came running, also grabbed the food. Like he's very, very hungry. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam held his hand. Before the food go in his mouth, Nabi Sallam told Sahaba, look, these two people, hand in my hand, what you see? A young girl and an old man. They hand in my hand, I grab them and never let them eat. But you know what is the reality? The reality is, these two are shaitan, their hand, shaitan's hand is in my hand. Shaitan wanted to make a food halal for himself. You, all of you, read Bismillah and eat. So he got no share. He brought this young girl to again have his share. I grabbed it. Then he brought an old man. Both of them came in the form, they all shaitan in the form of human being. Never let them eat. Say Bismillah and eat. When we go in the house, when we go, say, make salam. Don't hesitate, don't feel shy to make salam. Assalamu alaikum, say loud. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, enter the house. When we eat in the house also, say Bismillah, remind everybody. Because when the person enters the house, with no salam, with no Bismillah, just budges, then the whole army of shaitans also follow. They say, right, we got a free boarding. Free lodge. People pay hundreds and thousands. This is every free. Men come in the house with no Allah's name. Free, we can stay, enjoy our night here. But now when the person, people of the house eating without Bismillah, now the shaitan says, now the free food also. Also bed and breakfast. Now that BB is changed. No more breakfast also. Does it give you now, instead of BB is there, but the meaning change now, so no, not bed and breakfast, bed and a bath. If price you pay the same and sometimes pay more price. Hey, dunya hai dhoka. Here shaitan says, so much price people pay to food, eat food, and that too, even if you're paying included, One toast, one this, one, and that's it. And who going to make, how they make, Allah knows best. But here now, Shaitan say free food. So now Shaitan going to eat. Shaitan is staying in our house, and Shaitan is eating with us. So what's going to happen? There'll be fight, there'll be problems, there'll be quarrels in the house. Because Shaitan is staying there and Shaitan is eating with us. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized so much. Every sunnah is for our own benefit. One person sitting with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and eating. Eating, carried on. Last, just before he take the last morsel, he said, Bismillah awwaluhu wa akhiruhu. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled, burst out laughing. His Sahaba Kiram said, oh Nabi of Allah, what happened? Something very strange. He said, this man was eating all along, Shaitan was eating with him. Last morsel, just before the last morsel, he said, Bismillah awwaluhu wa akhiruhu. Shaitan has to vomit out. So I saw him vomiting everything out. So I couldn't hold myself. Start laughing. So this is also Bismillah. Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Bismillah awwaluhu wa akhiruhu. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. While we eating, these are the things is as far as we concern, not ibadat. But as far as Allah Ta'ala is concerned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is concerned, even these things will take us to Jannah. We do, everybody eats. Nobody says we don't eat. Everybody eats. People, sometimes people eat 3 times a day. Some people eat, continue eating whole day. So much so that even in the night you open the mouth, you see something in the mouth. It's not supposed to be like that. Time for everything. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, now this person, one person, another occasion, one person eating with his left hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all kind of people were sitting by him. They all come eat with him. Everybody, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is good to everybody. Hypocrites, the munafiqs also come and eat with him. One person eating with his left hand, Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, eat with the right hand. Now he felt it very bad, arrogant. He said, who is somebody to tell me eat with the right hand? Now he couldn't say it openly, so he made an excuse. He said, I can't eat with my right hand. But Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew, Allah informed him that he's lying. Because of arrogance, don't want to accept. Allah must not make us like that, that if somebody says something to us, we start objecting, we start finding fault in the person, because al-haqqumu haqq is bitter always. If we not prepared to accept, don't say anything, don't object, don't start being arrogant. This person became arrogant. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew what's happening. Same time Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, lastata'at. Normally Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rahmatul lil alameen, don't curse. But there are few occasions he cursed. It means so serious he was, that you are taking this little thing very light and you're trying to oppose. You will never be able to eat with your right hand till the death. And this would exactly happen. Not only one occasion, there is another occasion in the hadith also mentioned. Another person in another occasion also did the same thing. Never accepted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's advice. Never wanted to change a hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never say anything. But Allah knew what he's doing. Person become paralyzed. Not because he didn't want to read namaz. Didn't want to give zakat. Simple thing he didn't want to accept. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed the person. مَا مَنَعُ لَلْكِبْرَ Pride. That's why pride and shame, these two things must never have, otherwise person cannot improve in life. Pride, proud person can never learn. A person who feels shy always will not ask anybody for anything. So lesson for us to learn that alhamdulillah, while we practicing great ibadats, don't forget the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a small thing, for example, eating, drinking, eating with the right hand, drinking also with the right hand. Nowadays, because we see so much of the different culture, so one hand will have the big this thing, you can't even hold it. If the hands can't hold, how the mouth going to hold? But somehow will toss in the mouth. And then left hand, then you got the drink. You're not giving yourself a break. That's why we get the indigestion. That's why you get the people are becoming fat. That even you think now, babies, 10 years old, 12 years old, they can't even walk, they can't even get up because of that food, such a food, and what kind of eating habits. Eating with the right hand and drinking also with the right hand. This way of eating with the right hand, drinking with the left hand, this is not a sunnah. And it's harmful for us. Put the food away, catch, sometimes people say, no, but tamla get mess. But either way, it's going to get mess. Either way, it's going to get washed. It has to go for washing. We don't accept our own brother drinking from our tamla, then how somebody else will accept to drink from our tamla? Allah save us. It does not be not right, not right. So give yourself a break. Eat little at the time. Give yourself, then stomach also gets a chance. Then you don't get choked. These are the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill our heart through love of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not forgetting all the marhums, continue reading Yasin for them. Allah ta'ala grant all the marhums Jannatul Firdaus, all those who are sick throughout the world, all the kind of sicknesses, physically, spiritually, everyone, all of them, Allah give them complete afiyat, shifa, ajila, kamida, mustamirra, and all of us, and all the believers throughout the world, and everyone, human being throughout the world, Allah Ta'ala protect them from, protect everybody from the fitna and fasad of the enemies, and from the all the sicknesses and the viruses and the whatever, whether true or false, whichever way. But Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Yeah.